Count Arthur Strong is with us tonight. Yet another, should such be possible, yet another string to his bow. On tonight's programme, he's promising to prove his powers of regression. And again, having spent the weekend at Glastonbury, feeling at some point as if I was in a Bruegel painting. Well, you know, it all fits together. Count Arthur Strong, welcome back.
Marvellous to be with you, Mark. Absolutely marvellous to be here.
Right, I noticed that you were looking sprightly. You were grooving to G Love and Special Sauce on your way.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
Write that down on a bit of card for me, because I'm going to the record shop to get that. They'll be open first thing tomorrow morning.
Right, okay, yeah. Then. Well, how nice to see you. We should also say hello to Steve Paulett from Anleby in East Yorkshire. It's been going through my head ever since I heard the quite extraordinary Count Arthur Strong in your programme. Let's hear more from this remarkable gentleman. Give him his own show ASAP, BBC. But he sent you a picture of how he thought you might look, which is not a terribly good likeness, is it?
Oh, dear me. Is he living or...
I don't know. It looked sort of skeletal, balding with long, flowing grey moustache and...
Well, he's a very talented artist, obviously, because that took some doing, didn't it?
Did.
That took some doing. You must have used a couple of biros on those.
Yeah.
But it's way off the mark.
Anyway, yeah. And Carl's been on, Carl Havard. He says, how lucky you are this evening to once again be in the presence of the legendary Count Arthur Strong. He said, I trust he will enthrall us all with yet another trip into his memory banks. While he's there, please can you remind him he owes me 96 pence for the ticket I bought him on the number 31 bus last week when he conveniently forgot his wallet, and he can stick his Tom Jones album he wanted to give me in return, Where the Sun Don't Shine.
Well, Tom Jones album's got to be worth more than, 69p card, 99 pence.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Carl.
He turned that down, didn't he?
Yes, you impress all your friends with a Tom Jones LP in your collection.
Anyway. But Count, anyway, it's just wonderful to have you back.
Lovely to be here, as I've said.
Right, yeah. And so tonight, I believe, there's so many things you've done on this programme. Last time you were here, you sorted out everybody's health problems.
Did I?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Are you still with the...
St. Jumbum's, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. Are you still doing it? Because you're acting captain or something.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the letter that's making that official. Coming through the door any day now.
Right, okay.
Oh, yes.
But tonight, regression.
Yes, past life regression.
Mm,
yes.
Right, okay. Is this something you've tried before, or is this going to be...
Yes, I've regressed many times, yes.
Have you? Okay. Yes. Do you know where you're going to regress to, or is it always a voyage of discovery?
It's a voyage of discovery, as you so rightly say. It could be anyone. You know, I could be a peasant toiling and tilling the field, or, you know, landry gentry, anything like that. I don't know, because we've all lived many lives before.
All of us?
All of us,
really?
Yes. Oh, yes, from the lowest low to the highest... of the high.
Right, okay, yeah. And so what do you think it is that particularly about your mind that makes it sort of so convenient to regress?
I don't know. I've always been... my school teacher used to say to me, come back, Arthur. But, you know, we're doing mathematics here, or arithmetic, as we used to call it. Yeah. Come back, you're always daydreaming you. Mm. You'll be in touch with the spirit world next. And, you know, She was right, wasn't she?
All right, then. Well, Mrs. Yule,
she went to Canada.
Right, yeah. Okay. Do we need any special facilities or atmospheric conditions or anything, or...?
No, I'm well-versed in the arts of past-life regression.
Right.
I need nothing but my powers of concentration.
Right, okay. Yeah. So Count Arthur Strong is here, and we'll be doing a bit of regression live on a... It is safe, is it? If people are driving, they shouldn't kind of pull over in case...
They should. Pull over into their bays.
Right, okay, yeah. Then. So...
If you can get them for the lorry drivers.
Yeah.
You know, because they sleep in them, don't they?
Right, yeah.
I wonder, they have little curtains and things on the cabs, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm wondering how comfortable they are.
I'm sure they are.
I tell you something, if there's a lorry driver listening, send a text email thing in to Mark to tell me how comfortable they are, because I'd like to have a look around one of those.
Yes. Yeah. I'm quite intrigued myself, actually. So if anybody driving any road freight anywhere could pull over for the duration of the programme, and anyone in cars as well, then we can certainly, you know, we can do it with a clear conscience.
Yeah, particularly if you're carrying livestock, because that will create mayhem.
Right, okay then. So Count Arthur Strong and regression coming up a little bit later on. I played that tune for Patrick in Birmingham, who is a bit down because he was on nights until this morning, then went to Sheffield for a job interview in the afternoon, which he didn't get, and now can't sleep because he's overtired. So, Patrick in Birmingham, we'll play that for you. Floyd Joy by Diana Ross and the Supremes, who were signed by Motown Records, and not only made records, Count Arthur, but we were given lessons in sort of poise and etiquette and all that. There's a Motown finishing school.
Oh, Motown finishing school.
Yes. I mean, do you think that a lot of today's women folk are in need of some kind of training in that area? Are women these days less couth than in your heyday?
You see them on the streets, don't you, some of them?
Well, yes, you women. Do. Women.
Yeah. There's, what you should do is put a book on your head.
Yeah.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Oh.
No. But anyway, I mean, it would make people think.
It would make people think if you had books on there. Even better, read one for change. Come on.
Yeah, okay.
Read a book.
Sound advice.
You might learn something.
Right, okay. Every week we're getting a lot of requests for this record, which is Honolulu Rock and Roll by Kitty, Daisy and Lewis, who are this three-piece of siblings from London. Kitty is 11, Daisy 16 and Lewis 14. And Ian is one of the men who said, please play that again. They are doing the Tapestry Festival on the 29th and 30th of July. I'm not quite sure what the Tapestry Festival is, actually, but I'm sure someone will probably let us know. Interestingly, this song was originally done by how would you call him? King of the Hillbilly Piano Players, he was known as, called Moon Mullican, who became a prime influence on the likes of Jerry Lee Lewis. But as I say, every time we play this, people immediately email and say, where can we get hold of that? It is out now, 7-inch vinyl only. Kitty, Daisy and Lewis, Honolulu Rock and Roll.
They do the Honolulu Rock and Roll.
How admirable is that as an effort from Kitty and
really
David Lewis? Enjoyed
Cantor. That was marvellous.
Really good, yes. Isn't it? Really good. I was just reading here about Moon Mullican, who did the King of the Hillbilly Piano Players, who played in all the Texan swing bands and everything, and he made a lot of money. He made $10,000 by 1943 and put it all in slot machines. How much was $10,000 in 1943?
Millions.
Must be millions, mustn't it? Anyway, that is Kitty, Daisy and Lewis and Honolulu Rock and Roll, which is out now on the... what label is it on? It's on the Oof Records label, vinyl. They are playing this Tapestry Festival, which is apparently in an American theme park not far from Newquay. All right, and that's on the 29th and 30th of July. People saying, why don't you do a session with Kitty, Daisy and Lewis? It might be past their bedtime, but perhaps that's something we should think about. Lady Madonna by the Beatles from 1968. The sax players apparently include Ronnie Scott.
Ooh.
I knew you'd be impressed.
Yeah.
Right. And Paul's homage to Fats Domino, who later did a version of that. It was released around Mother's Day in 1968, wasn't it? So, Lady Madonna by the Beatles, which we will play for... this is from Samuel Wilkinson, who claims to be the famed inventor of the jam and cheese toastie.
Really? Well, I'd like to shake him by the hand.
Right, okay then. And also says that, could you play a record for all writers of fiction currently sat at their desks pulling crazy all-night jobs because they need to get this kind of thing done by Friday? As a fellow writer of words, I'm sure you'll understand. And also, send my love to Count Arthur Strong. He's a stout fellow.
Oh, that's very kind of
him. I think, yeah, right, okay.
If it was being kind, that is.
And also, someone said, can you tell the Count how much I enjoyed his recent recital in Darlington, and especially for opening my eyes to the perils of bookbinding?
Oh, dear, you know, what a night that was.
Mm.
Oh, can you imagine? You turn up to do a show about your book and all the pages are falling out. And they're upside down.
Right.
Oh, I've had to let people go.
Have you?
Yes.
Oh, right. That was when you were publicising your autobiography.
That's right.
Through it all.
That's about myself I've done.
I've always laughed.
So, well, I've always laughed. And by me, comes Arthur Strong.
Right, OK.
For £7.99 when we get it all straightened out with the printer.
All right. Is it still not out yet, Dad?
Look. It's getting there.
It's getting there.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. Count Arthur Strong is here tonight and to do a bit of regression, aren't you?
Sure. Past life regression.
Past life regression, yes. I mean, how can you explain? I don't want to sort of give away too many secrets, because obviously we don't want everybody doing this willy and indeed nilly,
do we?
But I mean, you know, what about the technique of regression? How does that work exactly?
Well, I perfected the technique of putting myself under the influence, as I like to call it, using a small Benetton mirror. You can get them at most chemists.
Right.
If you pay a pound for one, you're probably paying too much. This one was 69 pence. Mark. And sure, you'll join me in saying so the viewers is a proper job, is that one, isn't it?
It's a quality piece of equipment.
It's the proper job. And I got that from Clark's, the chemist, on Whitfield Street in Doncaster.
Okay.
If anybody wants one, just pop in there and see Alan.
Yeah.
Alan Clark, the proprietor. Mm. He'll sort you out. Mention I told you.
Does there be a discount if you mention your name from.
No, it won't give you any discount.
No.
No. But mention I told you because.
He might give you some.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. Yeah. Mm. He's doing that. And, I tell you what, he's just got a new Ice Beat Your Weight machine, so you can kill two birds with one stone, see how fat you are at the same time.
Yeah.
Just don't get in a conversation with it. Oh, dear me, it never stops, that thing. I couldn't get away.
Could you not?
No, you don't like to be rude, do you?
No.
What was the question?
Oh, yeah, about regression. And.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to go into how I do it to myself in detail.
Right.
But how I start is, I put my eyes out of focus.
Okay.
Like when you're looking at those 3D pictures they do, and you end up being able to see a dolphin in the middle of it.
Right.
My cleaner, Doris, brought one in that had a seahorse on it.
Right.
I didn't ask her to. She thought I might like to see it. It was her niece's, Sandra, I think she's called. No, Susan.
Right.
She had them over to Sunday dinner, and
right.
she forgot it when they went.
Right.
Leg of lamb, all the trimmings.
Mm.
And do you know, she wouldn't touch the Yorkshire pudding, Susan. Sharon. Sandra.
Right.
Or whatever that didn't name us. Anyway, look, I use a mirror, as I've already outlined once, and my special pendant, which is made of things relevant and pertinent to oneself. Mine's made up of a bobbin of cotton of my dear old mother's treadled sewing machine.
Lovely.
And one of my Uncle Ernest's shoelaces.
I see, right. OK, perfect. So that's all the equipment in place.
Yeah,
right?
And I twizzle my medallion round in a manner peculiar to myself and what it is I am trying to achieve.
Right, OK. Well, I think we should probably have another record, should we? And and then, you can sort of brace yourself.
I need a moment.
OK, all right. Then we'll play that for Billy for Wilton Locks, Count Arthur, who said he's currently away from home and in a lay-by in his HGV vehicle.
Oh.
It says, very comfortable, it's got air conditioning, stereo CD, MP3 with remote control.
Blimey.
Is that good?
I don't know what that means, really.
TV with DVD, also with remote.
Go
heating
on.
System, independent from the engine. Gears, which is changeable between auto or manual, and built-in fridge. It's the mutts.
Dear me. Well, I've done this battery run down. If I'd run half of that of my Illman Minx, the battery would be flat in the morning.
I know. Well, it's a point, isn't
it? So he has to keep his engine running all night.
Independent of engine, he says.
Well, that's...
Brilliant. Perhaps you should trade the Hillman Minx in for an HGV.
I'll take...
Yeah, it'd be a good idea.
Some thought, yeah.
Right, okay, regression coming up live on Radio 2.
Next month, join Radio 2 live at the Guildfest Music Festival 2005.
Have they not asked you to do Guildfest this year, Count Arthur?
Not yet. I've been away for a couple of days. There might be something in the post, I don't know.
Because you're a big mate of Paul Weller's, aren't you?
Paul Weller.
You've done the show with him, haven't you?
Pantomime. I must have done. Pantomime with all of them. I must have done Paul Weller.
Yeah. Okay. Now then, we're going to do some regress. Count Arthur Strong is with us. He's going to regress himself live on air. Hugh in Moonlit Wrexham has been on. And indeed, if anybody has done any regression of their own and find out who they were in a past life, we'd be interested to know.
It would be interesting. Yes.
Hugh in Moonlit Wrexham says, I found out that in a past life, I was none other than Josiah Workington, the inventor of Anglesey.
Oh,
in 1476. I visited Amlwch the other day, and to my surprise, they'd never heard of me. It just goes to show.
Yes.
Well, I don't know what, but it must show something.
Yes, it's shown me a lot that has...
Anyway,
where do they get them from?
But feel free to let us know about your regressions. Okay, right, Count Arthur, you've got your little mirror and your pendant.
Yes.
So let's go.
Right then, let's have a go and see if we can find out who I was in one of my powers that I've in mind I had. Could I pay everyone at home for complete silence for this section of Mark Radcliffe's show? Even no sipping tea, if you don't mind, no coffee, if that's... What your preference is. Just shut up. Right, here we go then. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. Oh, no, I'm not going to start again. 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, dear me. Where am I? Where am I? Oh, yes, of course. I'm in a big four-poster bed, surrounded by all manner of finery. Hello, everybody. King Henry VIII here talking to you. Blimey. The King of England. Mm-hmm. You know, the one that built all the Tudor houses you can still see today. I suppose the nearest you have would be Barrett houses or something like that, wouldn't you, in the present. Of course, in my day, we couldn't advertise them in a helicopter like Patrick Allen does at Barrett houses. We had to rely on word of mouth or carrier pigeon, which, incidentally, was also a popular foodstuff in the Elizabethan times, which is where I come from.
Yes, yes. All right, then, Carl. You are saying then... can I talk to you? Can you hear me in there?
I can hear you.
Right, OK, that's good. You're saying that you're Henry VIII?
Correct, Mark Radcliffe. I am Henry VIII, the King of England from days gone by. You may speak freely to me as my equal to me.
Right, you see, this is where I have trouble with it, because it's very easy for you to say you were someone else in a past life, but, I mean... You can never prove it, can you? You could say you were anyone.
Yeah, but I'm not saying I was anyone, am I? All right, clever dick, ask me anything. Go on, I'll prove to you. Just try to trip me up, Mark Radcliffe. Go on, just see where that gets you, Mark Radcliffe.
All right. Henry VIII. Right, how many wives did you have and what were their names?
Oh, dear me, couldn't you come up with anything better than that? For your information, I had eight wives. Every idiot knows, six wives. I mean, six wives of Henry VIII. Don't tell me I haven't seen that on what you call the television set. There was Catherine Aragon, Anne Boleyn, Anne of Cleves, and Anne of a Thousand Days. What was the other one? Catherine Aragon. Have I said that?
You said her.
All right. Catherine Hepburn. I haven't said that one, clever dick. Glenda Rogers. Oh, she was good in that one with Keith Michelle, wasn't she, Glenda Rogers? Anne Hathaway. Anne of Cleves. Come on. Catherine Aragon. And Felicity Kendall. Eight, I told you.
Well, we like that a lot. They're from Denmark, Henry VIII. Is that part of your jurisdiction, Denmark?
Oh, yes, it is, and Norway and China. Thank you.
OK. That's a band called The Blue Van, who come from Denmark, and that's their debut single, Revelation of Love, which comes out on the 18th of July, which we like a lot. They say they're fans of the Stones and the Kinks and Small Faces, and that was very Who, isn't it? Have you got The Who in your days? They must have been going in Tudor times, The Who.
The Who... I don't think we have, no.
Have you not? Right.
No, Mark Radcliffe.
You're still on Green Sleeves, are you?
Green Sleeves. And yeah. I tell you something, if someone like Bad Lunican or Vince Hill released that today, my record Green Sleeves would go straight to the top of the hit parade again.
Fascinating insight into popular music from Henry VIII, who we're delighted to have with us on the show tonight.
That's right.
Yeah. Janice Long.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm all right.
Mr. Strong.
Oh, right. Janice is there. He won't answer to that. He's Henry VIII.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Hello, 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 Henry VIII.
I like the sound of you, madam. I may make you my ninth wife.
Ninth wife?
Can you cook venison
You're
and
all right.
chickens?
I'll leave it, thanks. Don't worry about it.
You have no say in it, if I make my mind up. That's a royal decree.
You've got gout.
Yes.
You're riddled.
Yes, come on.
I'm not bothered.
No, but that's the essence. The Tudor King speak, Janice.
Yes.
You don't have any choice if you are the chosen one.
What a bet.
I've sent two of my courtiers to,
to Birmingham.
To Birmingham. Yeah.
He looks after Denmark, Norway and China, but does Birmingham fall within the kingdom?
No. Birmingham, not in my day.
Oh, right.
The innovation.
Birmingham Yeniensis, or whatever it was called then.
I'll tell you what, you bet you want to try, Mark, a patent. That's, you pick four horses, that gives you six cross doubles, two trebles, three...
Right, welcome back to the show.
Back on.
Henry VIII.
Yes, hello everybody. It was Henry VIII here.
Of course, a keen sporting
man. Sporting man, that's... Oh, good, nice get up. Yes. Horses. Yes, yeah. Horses and hunting, shooting and fishing.
That was what you were into, wasn't it?
Yes.
In those days, right.
Yeah, falconry.
Right, yes, OK. Henry VIII is here. It was Count Arthur Strong before, but regression has taken place. We've got a few things in here. Someone has just said, I'm just regressing. It turns out I'm Sid James. I've gone back to the time when I played Henry VIII in Carry On... Henry.
Oh, you look, that has been a lot of fun, that film to do.
Right.
They come and say, who is this Sid James of whom you speak?
Right, he's in the future.
Future.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I know not of those manners.
Right. Ooh, nice turn of phrase. Yeah. Yes. And this is from Lee the Third, Junior, in ye old city of Nottingham.
Nottingham, Sir Nottinghood.
Yeah. 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 Can you ask Henry VIII why he wore a codpiece?
Just for the warmth, really. Insulation.
Very nice. And Chris Hansen in York, which is another...
York, my kingdom for a horse.
Can you ask Henry VIII why everybody in Tudor times looked like Richard Stilgoe?
Richard Stilgoe? Oh, he's quite good, isn't he? On the... God, I never heard of him. I've never heard of a man of whom you speak. Stilgoe? Who is this Stilgoe? The pretender to my throne.
Right.
Off with his head.
Yeah, okay. Now then, fascinating the regression and to see what went on in Tudor times and the train of thought of King Henry VIII. But how would you bring yourself back out of the regression?
My lord.
My lord.
Thank you. It doesn't hurt, does it, Mark?
Mm.
No.
No.
If you're sitting in the tower for less than that, I don't mean the Blackpool Tower.
Right.
I count backwards from number 10, and by the time I get to 1, I am back in the now and here.
Right.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, 5, twice I've done that. 4, 2, 1. Ooh. Where am I?
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I remember. It was all flooding back to me. I'm on with the radio show. Oh, dear. But I feel as though I've been asleep for a million years.
Right.
Oh, dear. Now, I tell you, I have no memory of what just went on.
Really?
Apart from Janice Long and that month of Sundays. What happened, Mark? Who was I in a past life?
Henry the Eighth, you were.
No, really?
Yes.
I was Henry the Eighth in a previous existence. Blimey, you heard it here first, everybody. Mark Radcliffe said that. I have blue blood in my veins. I knew it. I simply knew that.
Are you feeling all right, Count Arthur? Are you,
I do feel a little bit, John, not quite as tired as I was when I was Nelson.
Yeah, Henry...
I do feel quite sad.
So there's another warning thing. It takes it out of you, don't you? So people should be beware.
Oh, dear,
We'll say goodnight to Lewis 11, Isla 9 and Madeline, who's 3 in July, and tell them they can go to Glastonbury when they're old enough, and that's from Dave in Suffolk. The connection on tonight's Crucial 3 from Susan Burnett of Broccoli in East London actually was pans. Because it was quite a tricky one, because we had G-Love and Special Sauce, Saucepan.
Saucepan, yeah.
Right, The Cure, Let's Go to Bed.
Oh, Bedpan. Of course,
then Peter Gabriel.
And the
Peter.
Frying Pan.
Peter Pan.
Oh, sorry.
Anyway. Count Arthur Strong, wonderful to see you again.
Joy to be with you, as usual.
And talking about regression, Ursi in Crowborough said, it's amazing, as Count Arthur counted, I felt myself going too, it works. I regressed to a week last Thursday and wrote a note for myself in an envelope marked not to be opened until a week next Monday. Oh. And you'll never guess what, I've just found that very note written in my own hand and dated a week last Thursday. So it all works, doesn't it?
Oh, dear me. You can't hold me, I'm not legally responsible for anything like that.
Okay.
If anything's up to anyone else.
Right, okay then. Count Arthur Strong, thank you very much indeed.
Enjoy.